UB40 and the way you do the things you do. It's 16 minutes to 7 on radio today. Good morning to you from Tom and the team. This is the Tom London Show. And at this time on a Friday, we welcome the one and only. He's an investment strategist and economist at the firm Avior Capital Markets. I'm talking about our friend.
Life for free.
Harry Plumstead. Good morning, Harry.
Morning, Tom. Great to be on again.
Thank you. Yes. How's your week been? Has it been a good one for you?
Yeah, very interesting. It's basically been split in half by the rand for us to decide in SA. But I suppose that just makes it more interesting.
Yeah. Tell me about the last week on the markets.
Right. So Monday and Tuesday saw the rand strengthen in line with our expectations from about 1340 to 1305 against the dollar. And then late on Wednesday, there were calls for the impeachment of Donald Trump over in the U.S., which led to a wave of fear or risk aversion across global markets.
Mm.
And that caused investors to pull out of risky assets, so anything from emerging market assets to riskier developed market shares like technology companies, for example. So the rand weakened and is now sitting at around 1341 against the dollar. And then correspondingly, because of this risk aversion or fear, we saw buying of safe havens like gold and the Japanese yen. So because of the sudden change, this week was mixed in our equity space and not so good for South African bonds. The JSE is up 0.27% so far, led by the miners up 1.6% and consumer goods up 1.3%. Consumer services are also up 0.2%, and then the poor performers are the financials, down 0.85%, in which the banks are down 1.64%, particularly on the move higher in interest rates this week, and then retail's down 3% on the weaker rand, and quite weak retail numbers that we got on Wednesday. So there were a couple of big movers in the single stock arena, mainly the rand hedges, or in other words, the stocks that do well when the rand weakens. For example, Anglo Gold is up 3.2%, Harmony Gold is up 4.6%, Goldfields is up 5.8%, and then the banks are slightly lower, as I mentioned, with Nedbank down 2.5% and Standard Bank down 2.8% so far this week.
And Harry, what are you looking out for in the next 7 days?
So next week in SA, we get the all-important April inflation numbers, which the market thinks will be 5.6% for headline inflation and then 4.9% for core inflation, which is inflation excluding food and energy prices. So we're happy with the headline estimate, but we think the core could come in slightly lower than 4.9%. We also think that some of the political risk in global markets is likely to dissipate next week. So we could see some buying of emerging market assets again. The rand could strengthen from this level next week. And then on Thursday, we get SA Reserve Bank's interest rate decision or where they will set interest rates. The market thinks that they'll set repo at 7% or keep it on hold, which we agree with. And then we get personal consumption inflation in the U.S., which is also important next week, and that's on Friday. And we expect it to come in just below 2% for this month, which shouldn't be problematic for the rand or for our bonds.
Tell me, Harry, when the market changes direction on you midweek, what happens in broking firms and amongst investment strategists? Is it a good time for you, or is it a time where you scratch your heads?
Yeah, both, I'd say. It's a busier time, I put it that way. So. Yeah. There's a lot of information that needs to be analyzed and disseminated. A lot more notes go out. And then I suppose trading volumes around some of these events may also go up. So in that sense, it's quite good. But essentially, clients just want to know, what does the change mean? How is it likely to affect various asset classes? And then in the single stock arena, specific shares. And so you know, that is then... we take a look at that and
got it.
Disseminate that information.
And I always think on cold weeks and weekends like we've had this week that brokers and people in the financial services sector go away. So are you going away?
I'm actually in St. Francis this weekend.
See, I knew it. You guys will go away. When it gets cold, the financial people go away. Very clever, brainy people. The rest of us sit behind cooking our feet on the heaters. Well, you have a lovely weekend in St. Francis this weekend. It's always good to chat with you. Thank you, Harry.
Cheers, Tom.
Go well now and travel safely. Harry Plumstead, our investment strategist and economist at the firm Avior Capital Markets, takes a look at the week that was in the stock market and the week ahead.